It was 9:30 on Christmas Eve. As I opened my front door and stepped outside, I smelt at once, and with a lightning heart, that there had been a change in the weather. All the previous week we had had thin, chilling rain and a mist that lay low about the house and over the countryside. My spirits have for many years been excessively affected by the weather, but now the dampness and fogs had stolen away like thieves into the night. The sky was pricked over with stars, and the full moon rimmed with a halo of frost. Upstairs, three children slept with stockings tied to their bedposts. There was something in the air that night, that my peace of mind was about to be disturbed and memories awakened that I'd thought forever dead, I had naturally no idea. That I should ever again renew my acquaintance with mortal dread and terror of spirit would have seemed at that moment impossible. I took a last look at the frosty darkness, sighed contentedly, and went in to the happy company of my family.